You're with SBS Radio.
This is the sound of substrate being held in flames at Dr. Nooshin Nasiri's lab. Firing up nanostructured materials is her idea of fun. It was her fascination with science that sparked her journey from a curious schoolgirl in Iran to heading up the nanotech laboratory at Macquarie University's School of Engineering. Her inquisitive nature is something she traces back to her father. As a child, he always encouraged her to question how things worked.
But I believe that he is the one who planted the curiosity seeds in me. He taught me to not simply accept anything as a fact, but look for a reason, and most of the time, a scientific reason behind every single fact.
It's a tradition she tries to pass on when encouraging her female students.
I believe that this is mostly parents' job to do so, because by the time they get to my classroom, they are at least 18-year-old. It might be a bit late to do so. So we have to start from a very early childhood.
Dr. Nooshin says young girls are often not encouraged in subjects like science. And that's an issue the federal government sought to address in the 2018-19 budget. As part of a $4.5 million package to encourage more women into STEM education and careers, Professor Lisa Harvey-Smith was appointed as the Women in STEM Ambassador. Now into her third year in the job, she says Australia still has a long way to go.
Australia's STEM industry is very much male-dominated, although there are pockets where women actually dominate, for example, in the biological and medical sciences. But on the whole, the statistic really is that 16% of Australia's STEM-qualified workforce is made up of women.
Women make up around half the world's population. By excluding women from STEM, Dr. Nooshin says we're losing half our potential.
Sometimes women have a different way of thinking. So if we are dealing with the real-world challenges, the grand challenges in the world, and we are aiming to offer innovative solutions to these challenges, we need people who look at the challenge and the problem from different perspectives.
But getting women into STEM isn't the only problem. Ms. Harvey-Smith, whose own role is a world first, says more needs to be done for females already working in STEM fields.
And really try and get into boardrooms and get organisations to do gender audits to see where there are opportunities for them to improve workplaces, so that we don't just attract girls into STEM, but we also retain and progress them into senior roles and leadership roles. And that's really where the crux of this issue lies.
According to Dr. Nooshin, sexism is the biggest hurdle preventing women from progressing.
The world is changing, but as a female researcher, I still face lots of these unconscious bias and stereotyping, which I see them as a barrier in my career.
She says when women are assertive about what they want, they're accused of being bossy and sometimes aggressive, whereas her male counterparts are described differently when they fight for their ideas.
They receive some positive feedbacks about how confident they are and how assertive they are about what they want to do, how passionate they are about their dream project, and about how well planned they are in terms of seeing the future for themselves.
To transform the STEM workforce in the future, advocates say the best place to start is in the classroom. What you're hearing is a classroom full of young students at Strathfield Girls High School in Sydney. It's one of many schools taking a heavy STEM focus, and it seems efforts are being well received by students.
I feel like we should definitely encourage women to enter the field and consider pursuing careers in it as much as possible.
Nadine Silva, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.